Hello English Podcast, a podcast for EFL learners and teachers. Hello everyone, this is one more episode of the Follow English podcast. Today is May the 12th, 2015. It's a Tuesday. My name is Marcos Gazana and I'm speaking from Porto Alegre in the south of Brazil. This is episode 69 of the Follow English podcast. Today I'm going to be speaking about questions with prepositions at the end. Prepositions at the end of questions in English. So this is very common in English, and in fact we learners get in contact with this kind of question since the very beginning of their learning process. And for example, we have questions like where are you from? So where are you from? So from being a preposition at the end of the question. In this case, normally we, at this stage of our learning process, we don't question this. We normally, let's say, simply memorize the question. So where are you from? And then the answer is going to be, I'm from Japan, I'm from China, and we actually don't think about it. But later on, when we come to an intermediate level, or when learners come to an intermediate level, normally they start to realize, and then, of course, I'm from Brazil, so I'm using as an example my own experience and most of my learners who are also Brazilian. So in this case, we at an intermediate level, we start to realize that, hey, wait a moment, English is somehow different from Portuguese or from Spanish or whatever language you're speaking, because we have these prepositions at the end, and this sounds funny. So how do I know if I have to use the preposition at the end, or how do I know which preposition to use at the end? And I want to discuss some of these issues today, and I want to give you some examples of questions with prepositions at the end. So, of course, one thing that you have to take into account here is which preposition combines with the verb that you have in the question. So, for example, if the verb is to think, normally we have to think of or to think about. So, if you look at someone and this person looks very, lost in his thoughts, thinking about something, so thinking about something, then of course my question is going to be, what are you thinking about? As you can see here, we have a normal question with present continuous, present continuous being are and thinking. So you are thinking becomes what are you thinking? We have to invert the present the conjugation of verb to be, are, and the subject you. So what are you thinking? And then the preposition comes at the end. What are you thinking about? Or if you see someone waiting for something, you can ask, what are you waiting for? Because the preposition to be used with the verb wait is for. So we wait for something. So in this case, if you combine wait for, and then the preposition for is going to be at the end. In more archaic English, let's say, or in extremely polite English, you may use for whom are you waiting, or about what are you thinking? But this in many cases might sound grammatically wrong because this is archaic English. So I, for you learners of English, I recommend that you try to speak in a more colloquial way with using the prepositions at the end of the questions. So what are you thinking about? What are you waiting for? I'm going to give you some more examples. Let's imagine you bought let's say, a computer from your friend Jack. And then I know that you bought it from a friend. So I'm going to ask you, who did you buy it from? So who did you buy it from? Because you bought it from someone. Let me give you a different example. Let's imagine you are traveling abroad, and then you are offered something, some exotic food, and you don't know how you can eat that food or what you can use to eat it. So you could ask, you don't know what you can eat it with. So you can ask, what can I eat it with? So should I eat it with a spoon or should I eat it with a fork? What can I eat it with? Or another example here, you see a book lying on a table and then you want to know what the book is about. So to be about. So as you can see here, there is always a verb combined with a preposition, and that's the preposition that's going to be at the end of my question. And by the way, I think I forgot to say that, to mention that, but questions with prepositions, they happen when the preposition is, sorry, when the question word at the beginning of the question, basically three options here, what, who, or which. So when the question word is the object of the preposition. So that's why when I say, what are you thinking about? Because when you answer this question, you're going to say, I am thinking about, and then you're going to say something. And this something is actually, in the question, is represented by what or substituted by what. So that's why, what are you thinking about? What are you looking for? So you're looking for something. Or who are you waiting for? You are waiting for someone. As you can see here, waiting for someone. And this someone is the object of the preposition here, or of the verb phrase, the whole verb phrase itself. But so in the question, you are going to use what, who, or which to substitute for that, because that's exactly what you were asking. So I could also, let me finish by giving you a couple of other examples. I interrupted my example about the book. So the book is about something. So you want to ask what the book is about. So you're going to say, what is this book about? Oh, the book is about Egypt. So what is this book about? And if you're talking on the phone and then someone enters the room and this person wants to ask you who you were talking to. So the preposition again, so you were talking to someone on the phone. So you can say, who were you talking to? So to goes at the end of the question. Yeah? Of course, you could actually say, to whom were you talking? But that's, let's say, a more polite English or a more archaic. And it might sound, especially for you learners, it might sound a bit, let's say, it might not match the rest of your English, let's say, if I could say that. So if you speak very informally and suddenly you come up with a question like this, using the preposition at the beginning, that might not be a good idea. So it's good to know how to use prepositions at the end. You see two friends of yours talking about some specific topic and you want to know what they were talking about. So what were you talking about when I arrived? So that's it. I would like to, before I finish, I would like to remind you that the webpage for this podcast is at pod, www.followenglish.com.br. There you can add your email to the email list, and you can also subscribe via iTunes or Stitcher or any other podcatcher you might be using to reach us. You can also send an email to info@followenglish.com.br in case you want to send me any suggestion or feedback about the podcast. I hope you're all learning something, and I'll see you next time. Bye!